Luke ducked out of sight, then turned to R2-D2 and whispered, "Can you jam the emergency airlock we used after the crash?" The droid gave a quiet chirp, then extended his interface arm and turned toward the nearest control cabinet. "Wait until they're inside the compartment," Luke whispered. "Then secure the hatches and fry the circuits." R2-D2 replied with a barely audible tweedle and stopped in front of an interface socket. Luke gathered some of the safety equipment strewn across the floor, then returned to the locker room. Leia remained in her healing trance, her face a mask of tranquility as she used the Force to repair her injuries cell by cell. Luke knelt at her side and placed the safety gear he had collected on the bench beside her, then gently shook her shoulder. "Time to move, sis," he said. Leia's eyes snapped open, then flashed in pain as she became fully aware of her body. "Why did I think I would feel better than this when I woke up?"
"Wishful thinking," Luke whispered. "Keep your voice down. We have company. How's your shoulder?"
Leia braced her hands on the floor, and wincing, pushed herself upright.
"I can manage," she said. "How about your ankle?"
"I won't win any races, but I can hobble along." Luke grabbed two suitably sized pairs of blue Get overalls from nearby lockers and added them to the pile of safety equipment, then began to strip out of his vac suit.
"We need to get moving. Vestara Kai is here, and she knows we survived. R2 won't be able to stall her for long."
"You were close enough to identify her, and she's still walking?"
Leia began to undo her own suit's closures.
"You must be hurt worse than I thought."
Luke shrugged.
"I'll deal with Vestara later. First, we need to know how she's involved in all this," he said. "And we need to find Han."
"Absolutely," Leia said. "I'll need to know how he is before I decide how I'm going to kill that Leia. Little Sith,"
Leia finished. She turned one eye on him.
"What, like you don't intend to kill her?"
Luke decided not to remind his sister that vengeance led to the dark side. Right now, they could both use the extra motivation just to keep themselves going. After he had removed his vac suit, he passed the smaller set of coveralls to Leia, and soon they were both disguised as refinery workers, complete with hard hats, safety glasses, and respirators dangling from their necks. Luke would have preferred to conceal their faces by actually wearing the respirators, but no legitimate workers would wear the uncomfortable masks outside the dusty production areas where they were actually required. They had finished donning their disguises and had just begun to stuff their vac suits down a disposal chute when R2-D2 returned, softly tweedling an alarm.
"It's okay, R2, Luke said. "We're ready to go."
The droid chirped in relief, then immediately spun around and left the locker room. They followed him across the control room to a rear access hatch, which opened onto a durasteel walkway suspended high above a bank of massive transfer tubes. Both the handrails and floor grating were shiny from frequent use, but the walkway was completely deserted at the moment. Luke guessed that the entire production area had been sealed off to serve as a buffer zone around the crash site. As they followed R2-D2 toward the far end of the walkway, the smell of molten metal began to waft through the stale air, and a steady drone sounded from below. Luke glanced over the railing. 10 meters beneath them, the tip of a crimson lightsaber was slicing through the hatch of an emergency airlock.
"Vestara won't think that hatch jammed by coincidence," Leia said. "Let's move it along before the place is crawling with Mandos and Nargons."
R2-D2 whistled, then sped away at nearly double his original pace. Luke found himself struggling to keep up, limping on his half-healed ankle, and trying to ignore the anguish of his burn-blistered skin rubbing against his coveralls. He could see by the grim determination in Leia's face that she was also suffering.